Hello, welcome back, God Over Ashes. Just going to read Psalm 18 today. But first, I felt like the Lord was wanting me to tell you a story of an experience that I had one time when I was running. So let's pray. Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you for cleaning us out. Thank you for making our hearts soft and strong. Thank you for clearing out confusion, sabotage, evil, misunderstanding, the cobwebs that come after our thought process, the things that try and tie us up, the things that try and put us back in bondage or keep us in bondage. God, thank you for releasing them, for removing it all, for clearing it out. The victory of the cross is almighty powerful over anything and everything that could possibly seek to come after us. Let your truth settle deeply. The knowledge, the concrete promise that Jesus sealed on the cross. Let it reign in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen. So there was one day that after I had been diagnosed with cancer in 2020, I was out running through the neighborhood. It was a sunny day, and I was really thinking about dying and death, and I didn't know if I would live through this cancer situation that I had. I was diagnosed with breast cancer on July 4th, 2020, and I remember really thinking about what death is like and, you know, if I were to die from this battle with cancer, where would I go and would I be okay? And it really got me into the essence and the imagination of what life after death would be like. And I really feared if I would go to be with Jesus or if maybe this whole thing was just not true and maybe it would just be dark or maybe I would be in hell and maybe I wasn't a chosen child. And as I was running, I felt like I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, this is the death. This life that I'm living now is the death. It was like he said, you are living death right now. And it occurred to me that this world, the pain, the suffering, the fallen state of this world is the definition of death because we're separated from God. And that's the worst thing I can possibly think of, is being separated from Jesus, not having my father, my dad in heaven. And it occurred to me that we have to go through our physical death to move back into where we're supposed to be, where we were originally designed to be, in heaven, in the midst of the full glory of God. And it helped me to understand that the physical death really is a doorway to eternity. And that eternity is, it's one way or the other. Hell is real, and that's the place where God is not. God is not in hell. Jesus is not in hell. The Holy Spirit is not in hell. So if you or I, we are not with God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, or the Holy Spirit, then we must be in hell. Hell is the existence of the exclusion of God. I'll say that again. Hell is the existence of the exclusion of God. It is the only place where you will be eternally separated. And I can't bear that thought. I can't bear that thought for myself or the people I love or even people that I really don't feel like I love. I just wouldn't want that for them. And so while I was on this run that day, I'm not saying I, you know, magically overcame my fear of death. Obviously, it's 3 years later now, 3.5 years later, and my cancer is gone. I'm doing well. I'm healthy. But I see death every day, literally every day in the job that I do. I see people who live through horrific things, and many of them go on to die a couple of days or a couple of weeks later. And it gives me a sobering reminder, truly, at any moment, any one of us could be taken from this existence that we have now. And when that day comes, you or I, we will pass through one of two doors. One of those doors leads to a place where God is not. And one of those doors leads to a place where God is everywhere. There is no other choice. You will die. I will die. And when we do, we will pass through one of two doors. So anyway, with that, I'm going to open my eyes here. And I'm going to read Psalm 18. What? My computer logged out already? Let me pull it up here. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Psalm 18. This is the English Standard Version. Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said, Psalm 18, verse 1, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. He bowed the heavens and came down. And imagine that. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. That's a cool picture. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. Well, it's going to be obvious, isn't it? Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Coals of fire, hailstones and coals of fire. That's going to be something. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. He routes the lightning. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. That's cool. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. At the blast of the breath of your nostrils, I can just see a horse snorting. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place, he rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He rewarded me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. We have a choice on how we see this, don't we? For you have humbled people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He's a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless, he made my feet like the feet of a deer, and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. Your gentleness made me great. Gentleness makes us great. It's crazy. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. So that was the entire chapter of Psalm 18. And I know I had read that one recently. And I think obviously there's purpose in reading it again so soon, given all of the things going on in the world. It certainly seems like a good one for those who might feel a bit persecuted or defeated. All right, so sorry about that. My doorbell rang, so I'm trying to do some editing here. You know how I'm not real great at editing the audio. Anyway, let's just wrap up with a prayer. Lord God, thank you for this time and for your word. And I pray your deepest blessings into the listeners, that they would hear what you have for them, that your holy voice reigns in our hearts and our minds, that we come to know you more each day, that we feel and understand the call of your spirit, the conviction of your spirit, because we know that you love us and that you are for us and that everything about you is good for us. Help us to see your truth and to sift away the lies of the enemy, the false impressions of the world, and to know that we are your sons and daughters and that our worth comes from you, and it is what you say about us that matters. In Jesus' name, amen.